Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is your homegirl, Complex Angel, and welcome back to another episode of Self Love is My Rehab, where we are all tired of abuse being our addiction. I'm about to get my partner in crime, DC, on the line so we can start the show, so please tune in and love yourself. Yo, yo, DC, what's going on?
Oh, man, shit, what's poppin'?
None of this wind over here. I think my power about to go out.
Well, you know, that's what I was, you know, kind of predicting too here as well. just kind of looking real 2012-ish out here in the movie, if y'all ain't never seen it before. man, this wind been pushing me all over the damn place. I ain't even gonna lie to you. Shit, I thought I was fat until the wind came out of nowhere and just blew my ass around. I guess I'm still a lightweight.
Well, was that your vibe of the week, or you got another vibe of the week?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess I can carry on with it. Yeah, that's the vibe of the week, goddammit. This damn wind is getting retarded. and, you know, within new developments, you know what I'm saying, we are going to be experiencing another shutdown. So that's been added on to the vibe of the week. Apparently it's supposed to be for 3 weeks or so. I mean, don't quote me on it 100%. I'm just going, and you know, really in a sense, based off of what everybody's posting on social media.
Right.
But yeah, it's not supposed to be as bad, but yeah, it's supposed to be 3 weeks worth of a shutdown. And a lot of people were saying it's supposed to start Monday. Other people were saying it's supposed to start Wednesday. So until I actually go and do my research, then that's when I will know 100% for myself. And I'm sure everybody else will be responsible enough to, you know, do it as well. But, yeah, other than that, you know, just been trying to stay focused, man, and, you know, not let these chain of events, you know, affect my day-to-day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, on last week's episode, we talked about people pleasers, and we talked about it from the dark side. And the takeaway from that episode is that you honestly really have to find approval in yourself. You'll never find it through anyone else. Trying to please others, you may think it's not toxic, but in the process of pleasing others, you're only lying to yourself, but you're also playing with them and lying to them in the process as well. So keep that in mind. But with that being said, DC, this is DC segment this week. You got the flow. Tell them what the Shut Me the Fuck Up topic is tonight.
For shout, for shout. Okay, so the Shut Me the Fuck Up topic tonight is called the pile up. Now, this is, we're going to be talking about basically what it's like to, you know, deal with, you know, build-ups worth of problems and, you know, the struggles of, you know, basically having to deal with them. You know, I'm sure we all go through varies of problems, you know what I'm saying, that we can't necessarily fulfill within ourselves, or, you know, we just can't seek answers, you know, to be able to, you know, rid them from out of our lives in a sense. Or, you know what I'm saying, if we tend to, you know, sometimes they happen to just come back. We'll just be going into that, you know, bit by bit, just to give you some insight on what it's like to, you know, basically have problems. Shit. But my first question is, what are your identified problems you struggle with currently?
Straight for the jungle. I forgot about these damn questions.
That's it.
I would say a couple of my problems is, one, being truly, truly honest with myself about what I deserve in life, and two, struggling to see beyond the image that I project on others. Struggling to see beyond the image that I have in my head of what a person is. Because
right.
I've struggled my whole life with, like, having tunnel vision, always wanting to see the good in people, you know, like, just believing that life is black and white, but there's grades to it, and I think like I've created my own reality as a safe space for me growing up, because I was a very sensitive kid. It hurt my feelings when someone yelled at me. So to prevent myself from crying, I mean, I probably would cry, but I wouldn't cry for long. But to prevent myself to prevent myself from crying, I would, you know, just go into my imagination. And I see that I've carried that on into my adulthood. And, you know, looking, just always trying to see the good in people has been my downfall, because you really believe that no matter how thorough you are, you know, you're going to have people come along and respect it. But everybody has fucked up traits. You know, everybody has loving traits, but sometimes those fucked up traits can overpower those loving traits, and you end up getting hurt in the process. And my biggest downfall is like still not wanting to see the bad in a person after they said their truth. So like, that's what I'm struggling with right now. What about you?
I mean, that last one really
Wait,
did.
Before you answer, did I answer every part of that question, or was there another part?
No. Yeah, that was
okay.
Just one.
Right.
That was one question. But
okay.
But yeah, that last little bit you said, it definitely hit close to home. That's one of my struggles. You know, being able to, you know what I'm saying, like, defend yourself in a sense, if I remember you saying that correctly. I definitely, I mean, we tend to have, you know, general problems, so I won't even really go there. You know what I'm saying? Financials, you might possibly not be, you know, 100% with your job and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So I won't go too far into those, but since we are going really personal, one of my struggles that I would say the most would be being, like you said, being honest with myself. I feel like I've been honest with myself enough to be able to accept, but not fully honest to be able to, you know, adjust and move forward. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, be better in the position that I'm in. You know what I'm saying? I say that because, like, I'm starting to realize now, like, it always used to be a joke as to how, you know, bougie I am when it comes to relationships. Like, I don't really, you know, be into everybody and everybody. And then, like, it's like when I am, like, you know what I'm saying, I give it my 100%. Mm-hmm. And, damn, I forgot where I was going with that. But that's definitely one of my struggles. I'm sorry. I had a trigger moment right there.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna move on from that one. I think one that I can speak a little bit more lightly on is just accepting myself physically. Physically accepting myself is one of, like, the hardest things that I've ever been able to do. And, you know, that stems from my childhood, you know, being verbally, you know, abused and everything like that. And it's crazy because, like, that happened so long ago, you wouldn't think that it would kind of, like, you know, affect me too much. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Brown and shit, like, you know what I'm saying? I've had, you know, a few relationships and I had a kid out of one of them, you know what I'm saying? You would think like, well, you know, hey, somebody loved you somewhere along the way, but you know what I'm saying? Like I had to come to acceptance that, you know, not all relationships is going to last the way you expect them to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably one of my problems too, is just kind of like accepting the reality over your personal reality. You know what I'm saying? Cause I feel like we can drift off and, you know, kind of split the two and be, you know, split the two from, you know, from one being, you know, fictional and the other one being non-fictional, you know what I'm saying? And then that's what kind of fucked us up the most, is because we start living in our own reality, our own simulated world, until somebody comes over and just, you know, kind of like blows out your candles and shit and fix their hair after they did it. You know what I'm saying? But no, yeah, those are, that, I think that one's really like my most one, you know, besides the other one that I kind of choked up on. But yeah, that goes into my next question. Have you found yourself relying on others to solve your problems for you?
Yes. Because, like I said on plenty of other episodes, I was a child that was only seen and not heard. I was not supposed to have a point. By the time I got, like, of age, like, 15, 16, you know, like, I say 16 because, you know, that's the age where you become of consent and everything. And that's the age where you got to start making decisions about what college you're going to go to. You know what I'm saying? Like, what type of career path you want to go through. But it's like me being deprived of my teenage life, you know, always having to watch my cousin, you know, like just always being in the house because I really wasn't a social. So, I mean, people said I was a social butterfly. I could say hi and bye when I'm walking down the hall, but I really did stay to myself because I just felt like I was awkward. So I would always go to others to just get their, you know, their insight on what I should do with, you know, the problem. Because whenever I had a problem, I overthought it a lot. And I noticed that some of the decisions that I made wasn't the best decision because I either end up crying or I feel more empty. So I would go to others, you know, thinking that they got your best interest at heart. But I was a person that used the word friend very loosely. So I was going to people who either had, you know, like this was something that they can go run and tell somebody else, or this was someone that could manipulate it, you know what I'm saying, and make you think they have your best interest at heart, but they really want you to fuck up because they want you to feel as low as them. So dealing with that, you know, I had a lot of people in my life that controlled me. And I think that I'm just now getting to a point where I have to trust my own decision. Like, I'm understanding that no one, you know what I'm saying, no one can give me advice on what to do, because I look at advice like, you know what, that's basically telling a person what you did was wrong. This is how you should do it. I want to get to a point of, and I say this for myself, I want to get to a point of normalizing giving wisdom over advice, because when you do that, it makes a person doubt themselves. And I feel like no one can make me feel like whenever I make a decision, it was because I thought it was best. If I don't like the reaction that it gave me, okay, I got to do some more tweaking. You get what I'm saying? I'm learning to trust my own judgment. I can't be out here doing dumb shit no more. I can't be out here looking stupid. Like, I have to really live by my word and really respect myself because no one else is going to do it for me. You get what I'm saying?
Right, right. 100%. For me, like, it was definitely, I allowed people to basically control me based off of, you know, how they looked at me as a person. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never had really control over myself. You know what I'm saying? I had people, you know, control me based off of how I looked. You know what I'm saying? I never accepted how I looked. You know what I'm saying? It was always based off of, you know what I'm saying, the consistency of the negativity that I had came across, you know what I'm saying? But it's crazy because, like, if you look at it, like, I feel like a lot of people, well, I wouldn't say a lot of people, but, like, if you had, like, that one parent who was always doing stuff for you instead of, like, necessarily teaching you how to do things, like, it becomes such a negative situation, like, when you get older because, like, And I look at it from, like, a, you know what I'm saying, like, where they never taught you to really, like, value your money, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I feel like it was up until probably, like, 2015 or so, to where I really started to understand and really started to really monitor my money and, like, you know, be more responsible with my money. Because, like, before then, like, I ain't even gonna hold you up. Like, I would be so irresponsible with my money, and, like, you know, my mama would look up and she would be paying my car note and shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But it was because of that being a problematic situation of you, you know, not, you know, really teaching me the responsibilities of, you know, of managing your money and stuff like that. So it was like when she kind of cut that off and it was time for me to do it on my own, like, those little things became stressful because it was like, damn, I'm used to like buying shoes and clothes and like, you know, getting a new cell phone, you know what I'm saying? Like, now I got to sit up here and like, you know, really like pay attention to like what bill is coming up and like, do I have enough money for it? Or do I have to, you know, search for a better job? Or do I have to put in overtime at this job? You know what I'm saying? So I feel like when it came to like financial situations, like I really relied on, you know, my mom in like those early 20s a lot, you know what I'm saying? And I, and like I said, I think like everybody may have experienced that, you know, maybe short term, but like it was really heavy for me back then. Like, like I didn't get two fucks about no car, no car insurance, nothing. Like as long as I was able to put gas in that motherfucker and go point A to point B, like I was straight. But but yeah, that was like, that was really like one of my main problems right there. And then like honestly, like one of the other ones was, you know, basically I was looking for a reliance on, I guess you can say like people that I was in relationships with, I was relying on them to love me, not just for themselves, but allow me to kind of like see that love through them, you know, through myself too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I was looking for them to double up they efforts just so they can accommodate for my love for myself type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Because like, in a sense for me, like I felt like I didn't get enough of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying that I didn't get any of it. I just didn't feel like I got enough of it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Besides materialistically. So it's like when it came to it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of noticed that I would try to be like that extra Rico Suave type of nigga, like, you know what I'm saying, that wanted to be spontaneous and, like, you know, put all of it on the table so, like, you know, there will be no question as to whether or not I'm giving my 100%. Like, all you need to do at this point is just give, like, 200. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I'm going to be grown enough to say it, like, I feel like I put too much pressure on a person, you know what I'm saying? Like, not purposely, but it was just, like, how I was basically brought up in a sense to not, you know, experience the love that I was supposed, that I felt like I was supposed to have got at the time. But, so my next question is, what approach did you take to try to get rid of the problems?
Well, seeing that I'm struggling with them now, the approach that I am taking, because, I didn't notice that I had this problem until I was 27 and I moved out of state. I am really learning to step back and look at the whole picture. You know, look at, like, if I have to analyze every word a person said, you know what I'm saying? Because I say, like, in relationships, personally, having tunnel vision and thinking that everything is okay, and then a big boom happens and you ask yourself, how the hell did I get to this point? You don't see everything else that everybody else saw. Like all these red flags that you was walking past, you don't see that because you're having tunnel vision only on the good. You try to block out the bad. I have to step back and look at all of that. And I'm realizing now as I have this talk about it is, this stems back from death once again, like the pattern of when a person passes, you know, Queen K said it on our other podcast, Queens of Vibes and Visions, you know, people expect you to just lock up any sour feelings you had about a person. You know, when we go to funerals, we only talk about the good in them. You know, it's like you have to forget about everything else because it's over. And, you know, it's like I picked up on that pattern in relationships too. You get what I'm saying? Like block out the bad because life is so short. You get what I'm saying? Like just only focus on the good, but the good, I mean, the bad was always outweighing the good. So I'm just learning to look at the whole picture, take people for what they say at face value and to stop getting so caught up in my own reality and stop getting so caught up in, you know, the image that I create of a person. And when it comes to, what was the other thing I said I struggle with? Because I know you said that you can relate. Not the tunnel vision part. I know I said, like, I have a hard time. I always see the want to see the good in people. And it was something else I said. But, oh, well, I forgot it. But I know the biggest one I'm having a hard time with is just, like, still trying to see the good in people. I'm just, you know, taking everything for face value and really focusing on myself, really love. I'm going to, like, really fall back in love with myself to where it doesn't hurt me, you know what I'm saying, when a person walks out of my life, because my peace of mind is so valuable to me right now. It is so valuable to me right now, and I'm just really sick and tired of people taking advantage of it.
No, yeah, word up. That's real. You know, that's definitely real, especially like when you're a caring individual, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's where I kind of struggle with too, you know what I'm saying? Just not really, like you said, not really seeing the picture all the way through. You know what I'm saying? Like we tend to, like I have that depth effect as well. You know what I'm saying? Like we try to outweigh the good, you know what I'm saying, from the bad, because life is too short. You know what I'm saying? Which is true. But it's like, you know, you can't use that same terminology and noticing that, you know, you're still getting the shitty end of the stick, you know what I'm saying, when it comes down to it. Because like I've been through plenty of situations, you know, where, you know, you would just, I guess it's because like we said, like, you know, you live in your own reality, you know what I'm saying? And you kind of get the vibe off of the appearance, first of all, you know what I'm saying? It's the appearance first. And then it's like, you know, the appearance, it kind of overlooks the personality of the person. And then, you know, like, then it's like once that image kind of wears off, and then it's like now you kind of really get the real feel of who that person is. And then it's like before you know it, you're emotionally too late. And now you're just stuck with just like, well, you know, we're just going to weigh the good out the bad because, like, I feel like this can go somewhere type of thing. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to me trying to get rid of my problems, I honestly have not found a solution to it just yet. I know what steps I probably should be taking, you know what I'm saying? And that's just being more observant, you know what I'm saying, of my environment. And maybe readjusting as to how I carry myself with not just relationships, you know what I'm saying, with just people in general. You know what I'm saying? Because back when you said when it came to someone saying that you were a social butterfly and everything like that, I wish I was that person. Because in high school, like, people were scared to talk to me. You know what I'm saying? And I found that out, you know, pretty much post-high school. Like, when I would talk to people who I went to high school with, and they was like, you know, you actually a cool dude. You know what I'm saying? Back in high school, like, you know, I thought you would have punched me dead in the face. And it's like, I'm sorry. Like, that's just what history molded that face. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all the problems I was going through molded that face. I had a I'll beat your ass face. Like, and I probably still do to this day. But that's actually another problem within a problem. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, as crazy as it sounds, I try to actually fix my face on a regular basis. Like, sometimes I'll actually, I bullshit you not, I will look in the mirror without fixing my face and actually go in the mirror and see if it looks evil, or if it looks upset, or if it looks like it's sad, or it looks like it's about to get ready to cry or whatever. I would literally sit there and do that. And I ain't gonna hold you up. You know, there'll be some days where, you know, it'll be some days in a row where you would get all three of those emotions but a smile. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say I have not found a solution yet, because I'm still waking up with all those emotions except for, like, you know, a smile on my face, or, you know, something that looks, you know, something that resembles that, you know what I'm saying, in a positive way. But
yeah.
Am I asked out? No. I'm sure there's solutions on trying to figure it out and, you know, making things better. You know what I'm saying? I think having hope and having a relationship with God is definitely going to be the first thing, for sure. That should be definitely the first step. So Yeah, I mean, having this talk, like, I kind of realized that, and I think that's probably going to be my first step for that, because you don't want to get wrapped up into your problems and, you can't find a way out of them. And I think that's probably another one of my issues, too, is that I don't pretty much discuss them enough. You know what I'm saying? I think most of us who feel like they aren't, worthy of having a conversation about their problems with someone else, you know what I'm saying? And this might be a slap in the face because I do have a support group. I do. You know what I'm saying? But it's the independency in you that wants you to try to conquer that shit by yourself when it's not healthy to do so sometimes. You know what I'm saying? A problem can be just as simple as you being able to do it. And then there's other problems where it's just that difficult to where you do need someone to talk to and maybe get some insight from them. So I feel like that's something I am struggling with is, not pretty much talking about my problems enough. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I think it's because, like, I do so much for – which is not an issue. I don't want no phone calls after this show. I tend to be big brother to a lot of my peers. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it makes me feel good in a sense to where, like, I don't feel the frustrations or any negativity from my problems anymore at that time, which is why probably, like, I'm always open and available because it distracts me from my problems. You know what I'm saying? I may have gave my own fucking answer right there. but yeah, like, that's always been my gateway from my problems is being relied on. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, as weird as that may sound, but for me to be able to be somebody's savior, it actually kind of helps me, you know what I'm saying, at least with one of my problems, and that's just, kind of not really being a people person. Like, And it's starting to tell me that otherwise, day by day, you know what I'm saying, because I do have a clothing brand and surprisingly people are actually going for that and everything like that. And it's like it's still a part of me that feels like that problem is still not some weird reason. I don't know why. But yeah, that's my answer on pretty much trying to figure out, the approaches to take. But my last question is, there was a quote that once said, if we all threw our problems in a pile and saw everyone else's, we would grab ours back. So knowing your past and your current problems, would you grab your pile back?
To be honest, yes, I would. I mean, like, no one wants to have problems. No one wants to feel pain. It's easier to suppress stuff because, pain is identified with weakness. Pain makes you look vulnerable. You feel embarrassed, But at the same time, everything that I've been through has shaped me to become who I am. And I'm at a place in my life where I may not accept sometimes how my life goes, but I'm able to see the lesson behind it. I'm able to still see the beauty behind it and not get swept up in the ugly part of it. Because when I get swept up in the ugly part of it, that's when I become savage and I do dumb shit. And it's like the cycle of just being a toxic person repeats itself. And I'm just learning that nothing changes if nothing changes. So I have to continue, to go on in life because the problems that we go through, it helps us, Like it molds us. It shapes us into who we are to become. And a lot of people don't look at it like that. I used to be one of those people that just looked at it like, why is this happening to me? It took for me to see a quote one day that said, you have to start asking, why not me? And what is this teaching me? So I would definitely take mine back because there's somebody out there who has it worse. And somebody out there may feel like my life is worse, but I'm steady going. And I know that I've overcame so many storms. So these storms I'm going through right now, I'm definitely going to overcome, and I'm going to be okay.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's well put. I mean, I couldn't have put it no way better. I would say definitely I would agree with you. I would agree with you 100%. Like, you know, even though it was a hell of a ride, Lord knows it was a hell of a ride. Shit, I would have to say I would definitely take my power back. And, you know, I would say it's been such a hell of a ride to where, like, a part of me wouldn't even take that shit back because I've experienced it. I know the hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, from every aspect of it. But that's the scary part about it. You know what I'm saying? That's what will put you towards more so, you know, getting your power back. Because, like, if you endure such pain and everything through your own, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no telling, you know, what the next person that went through. Like you said, like, you know, the next person will probably feel like your life is better than theirs. And, you know what I'm saying? It could be vice versa. You know what I'm saying? But that, I feel like the answers that we've given is solely just based off of, you know, what we saw and what we felt. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like you said, it does shape us. It shapes us for sure. There's been situations in my life to where, as crazy as it sounds, I'm happy that it happened. It didn't have to necessarily go the way it did, but damn it. You know what I'm saying? It happened. And I'm still here to talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think those are the best lessons that can be, you know, that can be given to you to learn from, is ones that you can live and talk about the next day, or, you know what I'm saying, the next few days, or the next month, or the next year. You know what I'm saying? As long as you're here to pretty much tell the story, is the best lessons to learn from. So, Yeah, you killed that
okay.
one. That one,
thank you. Okay, well, let's segue into shout outs and appreciations. What you got for us, DC?
Well, you know, you already know my typical little thing, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Self Love Is My Rehab, because without Self Love Is My Rehab, it would not have allowed me to accept who I am as a person and allowed me to dedicate each and every single day. And we are still running off that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's the motive. Shout out to you, Complex, because without you, this wouldn't be possible. There would be no DC. Shout out to God. Without God, there will be no Complex. There will be no Self-Love. There will be no DC. Sorry if I tripped over that a little bit. Shout out to Dynamic Culture Apparel. That's my baby. Don't play with it. You heard me. If you want to follow my clothing brand page, you can follow that on IG at Dynamic_Culture_Apparel, and you can follow it on Facebook as well at Dynamic Culture Apparel. And shout out to all my folks with positive vibes and positive energy, and shout out to my homies with negative vibes and negative energy. We still love you. At the end of the day, we just wait for you to catch up. What's it?
Well, I'm gonna say shout out to God, because without him, I wouldn't have the strength that I have today. Shout out to you, DC. Self Love My Rehab. We're coming up on a year, December 1st. I've learned a lot about myself, you know, within this last year. I'm seeing a lot of strength in myself. I'm seeing a lot of mental and physical growth in myself. You know, and I'm just happy about it. Shout out to No Apologies. This is a platform for Self Love Is My Rehab and Queens with Vibes and Visions. Out of Darkness is coming. I am wrapping it up. I'm wrapping it up. Like, I'm like on the last two chapters. I'm just going to be honest. But I don't want to give another release date because,
right.
Sometimes I feel like writing and sometimes I fucking don't. But, with that, you know, I'm just going to say that. Shout out to the listeners out there who listen every week. We appreciate you. Shout out to the guests who come on and rip band-aids off. We appreciate you. Without you guys, this wouldn't be possible. And I just want to say thank you. And, yeah. So with that being said, I apologize if y'all hear the wind in the background. I'm over here looking at the window like, please, just stay intact. But with that being said, are you ready to get your mind stimulated tonight?
Hell yeah. Let me go ahead and kick that off real quick.
Let's stimulate that mind career.
Okay. All right. So I reworded the question thanks to Ace to Face. He helped me fix it. So the stimulation of my question tonight is, when it comes to the inner child in all of us that needs love, who is more likely to get taken advantage of in the relationship, the male or female?
Oh, motherfucker. honestly, I feel like both.
Okay.
I feel like both can possibly be taken advantage of. And honestly, I'm going to go solely on the male side because I'm not a woman, so I wouldn't know exactly 100%. So I don't want to say too much and probably get my head chopped off. But coming from a man's perspective, you know what I'm saying, when that inner child kicks in, we're basically looking to be seen and heard. You know what I'm saying? We're only seen but never heard. You know what I'm saying? As we usually, you know, kind of discussed on some of the battle of the sexes, you know what I'm saying, with, you know, in a man and how he's never really able to express himself as a man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that inner child craves the want to be able to express himself. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? It's only the man that basically takes action, which sometimes ain't the smartest actions to take, you know what I'm saying? Which would lead into, you know, I'm going to tread lightly on this, but, you know, abusive relationships or basically just doing anything that ain't right for the relationship. You know what I'm saying? You know, you think outside your positive box, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? And from another standpoint is, you know, dealing with a woman who may possibly, you know, don't have the best interest in the man. You know what I'm saying? She's just only there to get something that she wants out of that man. And it's not, you know, it's not compassionate. You know what I'm saying? It's not a for real, for sure relationship. You know what I'm saying? So when that little boy comes out, you know what I'm saying, who's seeking love, and I honestly say it's basically my inner child. You know what I'm saying? Who didn't really experience enough love from a woman as he may have wanted or may have needed growing up. You know what I'm saying? So he tries to find that other percentage in another woman when, you know, he winds up just not ending up with that ideal woman. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
he gives his all. That's just like a person who is basically, in a sense, sacred about their body when it comes to sex. You know what I'm saying? Like, they end up with the tryhards, you know what I'm saying? As I like to call it, the Grammy Award winners, you know what I'm saying? Because they'll pretty much fake it till they, you know, till they make it type of thing, you know what I'm saying? Those are the type of people who will basically be an individual who they're not just to get what they want. You know what I'm saying? And once they get what they want, they end up dipping or they end up just changing into their true self, so to speak. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, that could probably be vice versa for a woman. But like I said, I'm not 100% sure. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like it could play, those scenarios could play on both sides to a man or a woman.
I was going to say that too. Like, you know, I really do think that a woman becomes savage when she's gotten her heart broken by a man. A man becomes
right.
savage when he gets his heart broken by a woman. But
yep.
I do believe, though, that a woman is more likely to get taken advantage of in the relationship because,
hmm.
like, even though a man is not able to express himself, I definitely get that. The
hmm.
battles that you guys fight, it still ends up affecting us. When you have a mom that coddles the boy, but is very tough on the female and everything,
mm-hmm.
the female can get a sense that's where that independent female comes into play. Like, I can't depend on, you know what I'm saying, a man to help me because my dad wasn't around my mom, you know what I'm saying, was very hard on me, so I got to do it on my own. My mom would take her frustrations out on me and throw it in my face that she had to do this, this, and that. And when you start to look for that love in a guy, it's like guys can pretty much like hurt you without even hurting you. You know what I'm saying? Like you said earlier, not being able to express yourself. So that comes out as aggression. You know what I'm saying? Abusive relationship. It's like your battles is affecting the woman. And, you know, I just feel like women have never really had a voice for themselves. There was rules back in the day where you could beat your wife with a weapon as long as it was no thicker than your thumb. You get what I'm saying? Like, it was okay for that. It was okay for a woman to basically, she couldn't get a house without a man's approval, you know, without a man there. As women, we've always felt like, huh?
No, I was saying, like, women were very limited when it came to it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, you know, as a woman, it's like, we don't feel like we're valued without a man in our life. You get what I'm saying? And it's like, we want to be that wife so bad. So we do a lot of stuff. We accept a lot of stuff. We walk over a lot of red flags. And, you know, sometimes a man will be like, this ain't what I want. You get what I'm saying? And it's like, I'm not saying that men don't get taken advantage of, but I feel like you guys are able to bounce back quicker than a female can. I just feel like that. You hear what I'm saying? So I just had to bring that. I mean, Kay, if you want to counter argue, stimulate my mind. Well, no, you know, I'm just saying.
Nah,
yeah.
I mean, we could save that for a Battle of the Sexes episode. You know, we can save it.
Wait.
We'll have a phone call about this. We can have everybody chime in on that one.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying, I mean, hey, that's just how I see it. I mean, I'm not saying, but I feel like y'all don't show that emotion like a female does. Y'all just bounce back like, you know what it is, go on to the next one. And it's like, yeah, maybe there's some females out there that could do it too. But like, trust me, we still
there
had the moments where we cry where no one's seeing. I don't know, but that's my standpoint. I'm sticking to it.
Like I said, I mean, honestly, when it comes to that topic, I feel like it can be a game of tennis. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, like it's so versatile. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, a lot of females are starting to, you know, read out of the nigga handbook. I mean, we might have created it, but goddamn it, y'all reading. You know what I'm saying? Y'all taking notes. But like I said, we can save that for a Battle of the Sexes topic for real.
Mm-hmm.
We can get that shit on the topic.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna talk to Queen K after this. Okay. Well, with that being said, what's the dynamic quote of the week?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, after that somewhat heated debate, we gonna close this caption out. We gonna close this out on a very friendly note. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Complex for, you know, dropping gems and dropping some heavy gems at that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say I shed a tear or nothing like that, but whatever. but no, overall good show. Hopefully everybody that's listening, you know, or will listen in the near future can, you know, get something from this. But with that being said, we are gonna hit you with the dynamic quote, and it is: you might think people only need to heal from bad relationships, but the truth is people are healing from hateful parents, betrayal from friends, sibling feuds, academic problems, sneaky business partners, and so forth. Not everything is about romantic relationships. So I chose that one because, you know, it simply speaks for itself. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of our problems varies from a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The problem is people want to dictate as to, you know, pretty much dictate as to where it actually stems from. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you are in a situation where, you know, you're in a committed one, you know what I'm saying, and it is affecting another person, it'd probably be in your best interest to be able to open up to that individual if y'all are going to be, you know, in the long haul. Or, you know what I'm saying, at least, you know, give it the benefit to work itself out.
You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, we all deal from different types of problems and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And communication is key. You know what I'm saying? To be able to get right with others and with ourselves too. And that's my quote for the night. So with that being said, peace and love, and we are
peace and love.